Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is June 14, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Shopify approves Volt as open banking partner. Real-time payments gateway Volt has announced that it was approved by global commerce company Shopify as a global open banking partner. Westpac launches new cards. Australian multinational banking company Westpac has announced the launch of a suite of new card designs to make payments more accessible for disabled customers. Keytrade Bank partners with Infosys Finacle. Belgium-based online bank Keytrade Bank has announced its partnership with Infosys Finacle Suite for the modernization of its core banking system. Worldline launches EV charging payments suite. France-based global payment services provider Worldline has launched EV charging payments suite to improve electric vehicle charging solutions in Europe. MoneyCollect rolls out in-page checkout solution for online payments. Hong Kong-based payments provider MoneyCollect has launched in-page checkout to augment the payment process for online merchants. Spotify Brazil adds Pix as a payment method. Spotify Brazil has announced the addition of Pix, the most used payment method in the region, as a payment method for Spotify Premium. MasterCard rolls out Priceless.com in Israel. MasterCard has launched its lifestyle platform Priceless.com in Israel to provide access to curated experiences across the country's popular cultural sites. BRDGE partners with Hands In. UK-based payment orchestration provider BRDGE had partnered with group payments platform Hands In to offer merchants improved access to flexible payments. Accrue savings partners with CheapoAir. Save Now, Buy Later platform Accrue Savings has announced a partnership with online travel agency CheapoAir to help Americans travel for less and free of debt. SiPay and Cillian launch a new BNPL solution in Spain. Spain-based SiPay has brought Sweden-based fintech Cillian, S-Buy Now, Pay Later technology to Spain through a 3-year agreement. Alloy taps Astra for streamlined payment processes. US-based Astra has partnered with identity risk manager Alloy to streamline onboarding when existing Alloy customers leverage Astra's transfer technology in their applications. The Bank of Thailand launches a retail CBDC pilot. The Bank of Thailand has revealed its plans to launch a retail CBDC pilot in a regulatory sandbox in collaboration with 3 payment providers. TSB calls on Meta to do more to prevent spiraling levels of fraud. TSB Chief Executive Robin Mullick has written to Meta demanding that the social media firm does more to protect consumers from fraud originating on its platforms. OPN commences card issuing in Thailand. OPN Holdings Company, Limited. Operating as OPN, the one-stop financial solutions company. Today announced that it had started offering card issuing in Thailand, enabling customers to easily launch, manage, and scale their own branded card programs, as well as generate new revenue streams. Iliad offers testing tech for FedNow readiness. Iliad Solutions, a global leader in payments testing, is offering support to financial institutions adopting the new FedNow service to help them get service ready. Volt becomes approved Shopify Open Banking Partner. Shopify, the leading global commerce company, has approved real-time payments gateway Volt as a global open banking partner. BRDGE merchants gain access to cost-splitting app hands in. BRDGE, the leading payment orchestration provider, has today launched a partnership with Hands In, the innovative payment solution that enables customers to split the cost of purchases at the checkout. Tile by NatWest to accept Discover payment cards. Tile by NatWest has partnered with Discover Global Network to increase its card acceptance options for Tile merchants and end consumers. Discover, Diners Club International and Network Alliance cardholders, all part of Discover Global Network, will be able to use their cards and mobile payment products with all Tile by NatWest merchants. R3 bids for DLT interoperability. Distributed ledger technology services firm R3 has rolled out a public beta of its flagship product Corda that is capable of interoperating with other blockchain networks. JP Morgan rolls out sustainable investment data product suite. JP Morgan is to equip institutional investors with sustainable investment data cherry-picked from a raft of market data providers. EU proposes new rules for ESG ratings providers. The Commission has today put forward a new package of measures to build on and strengthen the foundations of the EU sustainable finance framework. CBOE Clear Europe to introduce clearing services for securities financing transactions. CBOE Global Markets Inc. CBOE, the world's leading derivatives and securities exchange network, today announced that CBOE Clear Europe, its Amsterdam-based clearinghouse, is planning to introduce a central counterparty, CCP, clearing service for securities financing transactions, SFT, in Q3 2024, subject to regulatory approvals. Knowledge Bank turns on consumer duty flag for brokers. Knowledge Bank, a UK database of lending criteria, today turned on a specialist flag to alert brokers when they have searched for an element of criteria that may indicate a client is vulnerable. Oracle floats new cloud services for bank risk management. The recent failure of several prominent banks highlighted the need for financial services institutions to better anticipate and manage risk. Bitstamp secures registration as a cryptoasset service provider by FCA. Bitstamp, the world's longest-running cryptocurrency exchange, has been registered to fully operate in the UK by the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA. The rising problem of fraud in commercial and enterprise payments. Those involved in commercial and enterprise payments have looked to the immediate future, and the view is not encouraging. Iliad supports financial institutions adopting the new FedNow service. UK-based Iliad Solutions has extended its support to financial institutions looking to adopt the upcoming FedNow service. Miracle integrates generative AI-powered tools. SaaS solution Miracle has integrated generative AI-powered tools into its platform with the launch of a large language model, LLM, feature built on OpenAI's GPT 3.5. FCA announces new advertising rules for crypto assets. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority has revealed new advertising rules for crypto assets to ensure users understand the risks associated with crypto. InSwitch and Banco Rendimento join forces to enable Brazilians worldwide to make payments with PIX. InSwitch, a global leader in embedded finance technology, in collaboration with Banco Rendimento, one of the most dynamic banks in Brazil, have come together to launch a major offering of payment methods, allowing Brazilians traveling abroad to use the PIX system for purchases and payments as if they were in Brazil, throughout Latin America. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.